Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And of course, I want you to holler at me. The call-in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And as always, if you're a little too afraid to give me a call, email the brother, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, and concerns. I want to hear from you, unless you're stupid. But then I still want to hear from you, and I'm going to dish you, though. But don't worry about that, because I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about that other person. Once again, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Also, social network with me. You can go to the Facebook Smooth Drama page, request to join the group, and I will add you. Or if you want to just add me as your friend, you know, you stalkers, I had three more of y'all today who add me, but don't say hi. Hi. Hi, stalkers. How you doing? It was nice to meet you. Maybe we'll get to talk when you're not staring at me awkwardly in the corner. I'm going to say it till one of y'all say, hey, how you doing? Then I'm done. But until that happens, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the other stalker. Remember that. Maybe. Anyway, Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me and we can talk about it. Because I'm sociable like that, I think. Well, y'all know I'm sociable. I just wish that when you add me, you would say hi. I think I've had like 15, 16 ads over the past 3-4 days. But still the same exact thing. Just, hey, I'd like to be your friend and never say anything to you. I don't know how to feel about that. And it's like you imagine, like, if the social network was like real people, somebody just walks up to you and is like, hey, how you doing? I'd like to be your friend. Cool. How you doing, man? I'm all right. We're friends now, right? Yeah. And then they just walk away and just never say nothing ever again. That's kind of what happens, right? Ain't that kind of what it is? It's like after I acknowledge that you know me and you acknowledge that you know me, it's it. It's over with. Our friendship was like, I don't know. It was like one night stand that had no pleasure to it at all. That maybe I'm too harsh. I'm just saying. Just at least if we're gonna do the one night stand, at least let me. Yeah, I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna say it because that would be wrong. But speaking of socializing with me, y'all know. This is my favorite time of the year, basketball. The NCAA basketball tournament is here. I'm geeking out. I'm tripping out. I got double pressure though, because I'm a basketball coach. So right now my actual team is in the playoffs as well as the NCAA playoff that's going on. And I told my kids, I'm like, hey, I'm sacrificing a lot not watching the games, coaching y'all. You're lucky I'm still talking to y'all. You better win, because if we lose and I don't get to watch the game, I'm killing all y'all. I didn't say that, but I was thinking it. But if y'all are interested, if you think that you know anything about basketball, and even if you don't, that don't really matter. Because when it comes to the bracket, I remember a woman that I used to work with picked Syracuse to win it because her son liked orange and blue. And they won it. It's weird. So it doesn't really matter. We've got the Smooth Drama Challenge at ESPN.com. If you'd like the link, hit me up. Or you can just go to ESPN.com, just search for Smooth Drama Challenge and join the group. Fill out your bracket. You know, we can compete, talk about it. Because if I beat you, you know I'm going to get on the air and I'm going to talk. Well, I'm going to talk anyway because that's kind of why you call in and listen, or you just listening on whatever device you're listening in on because I'm talking. But I'm probably going to talk a little bit more when I'm ahead. Now, if I'm behind, I don't even know what happened. And if you bring it up, I'm probably going to delete you. But no, I'm playing. But seriously, if you want to join it, just for fun. There's no money involved, but it's fun. I like competing. And if you want to compete against me, please dive in. Smooth Drama Challenge on ESPN.com. Or if you want just a direct link, just email me smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com and I will send it to you. Look forward to hearing from you. I mean, and if you're one of my pseudo friends, don't worry. I won't make you have to talk to me or anything like that. I'll just send you the link. It'll be okay. In the meantime, now if I hated you, I saw this commercial. I keep seeing it, and I can't not see it. And I've talked about it before, but it always hits me. The CB1 Weight Gainer commercial. It's the funniest commercial ever. I swear, if you have not seen it, Google it or whatever. It's funny because it's about a drug to gain weight. It is the only drug in its existence that I've seen where they're like, yeah, I wanted to put on a few pounds. And mind you, they had this black woman, right? Y'all know, and it's competing against the Weight Watchers. Because I saw, I don't know if y'all see the Oprah Winfrey Weight Watchers commercial where she's talking to this white woman and she's like, yeah, you know, and I get a chance to eat chips. And Oprah's like, I love chips. I love chips. And like, okay, what that got to do with Weight Watchers? But I guess Oprah just, she got, I love chips. Anyway, this commercial is about gaining weight. A black woman who wasn't skinny. I mean, you know, when I think of people who want to gain weight, it's like if you was like on Schindler's List, you was caught up at Gitmo, you just got out, you know, you was one of those last three dudes that Obama let out. They ain't fed y'all nothing but like rat tails and, you know, chicken nails or something like that, whatever the hell they feed you in Gitmo, probably the worst food ever, probably worse than prison food, because that's like a little bit below prison. Yeah, CB1, Weight Gainer. I'm thinking, and, you know, I'm sorry, but it's just like, if you was diabolical and you wanted to get somebody, you would, like, buy some of that CB1 if it's, like, somebody that you don't like and just invite them over to dinner and just, like, break it up and put it in their food. It's like, man, every time I eat your food, it's like I just gain crazy weight. Because, you know, they on the commercial, they got the dude flexing like, ah, I'm CB1 and I'm so buff. And it's like, yeah, that's because you work out. If you work out, you consistently get buff. If you take a weight-gaining drug and you do not work out, you just get fat. That's it. There ain't nothing else to it. It's like they don't show the work. They just show this dude buff. And it's like, I'm just curious, how many people buy this drug? Because I keep seeing it on TV, and they have a black woman, and I'm like, I'm guessing there ain't too many sisters that's like coke, like, yeah, I'm looking to gain weight. Because, you know, that's what I'm into. Now, it's a few folks that made me thin. I mean, I got a couple sisters. You know, my sisters are really, really thin. And I tell the story that if I want to keep my weight, I have to actually, like, work out to maintain my weight. You know, we're like, small like that. Like, if I didn't work out, I could probably get down to, like, 140, 145 easy. Because that's kind of how my metabolism is. And, you know, I have two sisters who are very, very thin. Like, thin. Like, damn, are all y'all on crack thin? But they're not. But it's just, that's our body type. And even then, if I tried to throw CB1 to my sister, it'd probably be the first fight we've ever had. She's like, what the? And I thought you loved me. And she trying to do. It's like, if you give CB1, does that say you hate somebody, right? I mean, that's what I'm thinking. You hate somebody if you give them CB1. You're like saying that you are too skinny. I mean, I don't know. In America, can you walk up to folks and say you're too skinny? And it's rare that you find that. And I guess if you have, and I'm like, this is a suburban issue, right? Like, you have like these models who they eat and then they throw up after they eat. And I'm like, apparently that's sexy to some folks, that to be so thin that I can see your rib cage in the ad. They got to Photoshop airbrush the ribs out. Apparently that's sexy. I just see it like, that's a poor girl that needs a sandwich. But I'm gonna move on from that. But I'm just saying, if you hate, and I'm thinking like real hate, if you hate somebody, that would be what you do. CB1. So if you're thinking about doing that, I got the drug for you. Don't worry about weed. CB1 to put that weight right on them. They get the itis every day. Anyway, I saw a guy. It's on the internet where he proposed to his woman on a romantic plane ride. Only thing is, in the video, he gives the ring to his woman and says, will you marry me? And she says yes, and he throws up. It wasn't no tape delay, nothing. It's like, she says yes, and he's like, oh. I'm like, and I sat here and thought like, well, damn, is that, I mean, as a woman, would you trust that? If a dude proposes to you, and you say yes, and he throws up, can you ride with that? I mean, because you know you talk to your girlfriends, right? Like, hey, check it out. He proposed, what? We was on the plane ride, and he proposed. It was so romantic and beautiful. Oh, girl. But he threw up right after I said yes. I don't know. I'm curious. If you out there listening, and would you go through with it if a dude asked you to marry him and after you said yes, he throws up right there? Now, he said it was air sickness. but I'm going to guess that he's flown in the plane before. Now, if he's never been in a plane, you know, cool. But I'm guessing as a grown up, you've been on a plane 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, not the stereotype. He's a white man. I'm guessing he's been on a plane a few times. And so I thought it was kind of funny. So if y'all think that you can go through with it, please email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I want to hear from y'all. Interact with me. Tell me, yay or nay, I would stay with you. And if you say no, tell me why you would not. Aside from the fact that he threw up when you said yes. Once we get past that, what's your other reasoning? In the meantime, I think after all that, I'm going to go on break. This is Jay-Z. This can't be life.
Yeah. What's up? It's all my street niggas, project niggas, real niggas, worldwide. Let's reflect. Everybody got a story. Your whole ghetto be. Here's mine. Yeah. See, I was born in sewage, born to make bomb music. Flow tight like I was born Jewish. Used the streets as a conduit. I kept arms, 38 lungs inside my mom's Buick. At any given moment, Sean could lose it. Be on the news, iron cuffs, arms through it. I'm stuffed with embalming fluid. Shit, I'm going through it. Mom Dukes too, tears streaming down her pretty face. She got a palm through it. My life is getting too wild. I need to bring some sort of calm to it. About to lose it, voices screaming, don't do it. Like 93, 94, about the year that Big and Mac drop. The Illmatic rock, got a heavy rag drop. In the West, padded lock, everybody doing them. I'm still stretching on the block like, damn, I'ma be a failure. Surrounded by thugs, drugs, and drugs, paraphernalia. Cops caught, and their thoughts are Cinderella's. Three-time fellas in shorts, with jealous thoughts, trying to figure where your mail is. Guess I make the wait you're selling, so they can send shots straight to your melon. Wait. It gets worse, baby mama, water burst. Baby came, I'm still born. Still I gotta move on. So my heart still torn. Life gone from a wound. Don't worry, if it was meant to be, it'll be soon. Can't be life. Can't be love. Can't be right. Gotta be more. Can't be us. Can't be life. Can't be love. Can't be right. Gotta be more, this can't be us. Second oldest born from Michelle Brown, my mother. Hell Brown, who with two sisters and one brother. Pop wasn't around, so many stories, that's another. I'm thinking, damn, how my oldest sister born made me tougher. We're still sharp and still, I'ma keep it real. I'm tired of trying to hide my pain behind the shirt and pills. Dead to the world, stretched out like a corpse for real. Y'all niggas thinking what y'all reading in the source is real. What my life like, you looking at the source is real. What your life like, mine dog, of course is real. Passing judgment, you niggas second guessing beans. Cause you don't eat swine, don't make you a mean. Cause dog, you know a couple swords out the Quran. I guess you all on your dean and I ain't on mine. Stop that Aki, before I send shots through your body. Make them feel how I look before a law drop. I feel a line strong hair, nothing more can stop me. To the feds, pick me up, or the boss pop me. There's only three things that make Mac not act like me. A mod like T's before I'll deem. Some man, I mean, my T's, dog. Gotta teach them that before I leave, dog. Shit, I know that I'ma see them when I leave, dog. I come back in the afterlife. Like, fuck it, I done touched hell twice. What's the mean? Can't be life. Can't be love. Can't be right, gotta be more. Can't be us. Can't be life. Can't be love.
Yeah.
Can't be right, gotta be more. Can't be us.
Now as I walk into the studio, do this with G, I got a phone call from one of my niggas. Said my homeboy Reed, he just lost one of his kids. And when I heard that, I just broke into tears. And seeing it secondhand, you don't really know how this is. When it hits that close to home, you feel the pain at the crib. So I called mine and saddened my wife with the bad news. Now we both depressed, counting our blessings to spread to. Praying for young souls that laugh at life through the stars. Loving your kids is like it was ours. And I'm hurting for you, dawg. Ain't nobody painted like yours. I just know that heaven is open his doors. And ain't no right side to losing life, but you can view it like this. God's got open hands, holy he in the midst of good company, who loves all and hates not one. And one day you're gonna be with your son. I could have rapped about my heart times in this song, but heaven knows I wouldn't have been wrong. I wouldn't have been right. It wouldn't have been love. It wouldn't have been life. It wouldn't have been us. It can't be life. It can't be life. Can't be love. Can't be right. Gotta be more. Can't be us. Can't be life. Can't be love. Can't be right. Gotta be more. Can't be us. Can't be life.
Together you got to move. Drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Jay-Z. This can't be life. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Oh, man. Everybody knows the highly charged political atmosphere that's going on right now here in the U.S. and abroad. most of it is that Crips and Bloods, which is Christian and Muslim argument, whatever you want to call it. I just say it's Crips and Bloods. But you also have the infighting here in the United States, the Republicans and the Democrats. And you have the women against the men. And so one of the arguments is about the abortion laws, the ultrasound scans. You know, there's the restrictive abortion laws that a lot of women have complained about, like from 2011, women were made to undergo invasive ultrasound scans 24 hours before they had an abortion. And they also were required to make at least two trips to a clinic. So what Representative Farah decided to do, she was going to make she's going to propose a bill that would fine men $100 for masturbating as an act against an unborn child. Now, what would happen is this: the proposed law would force the state to create pamphlets mimicking those given to women seeking an abortion, filled with information about vasectomies, Viagra, and colonoscopies. And it would allow doctors to invoke their personal, moralistic, or religious beliefs in refusing to perform an elective vasectomy or prescribe Viagra. It also adds, and I quote, "Masturbatory emissions created in health or medical facilities will be stored for the purposes of conception for a current or future wife." So yeah, her bill is basically saying that if you masturbate and you get caught, it's $100 fine for men because it's an act against an unborn child. It's kind of funny because basically, what it's saying is, What is the interpretation of a crime against an unborn child? It's like they're saying wasted sperm. So if the sperm is not being used to go into the vaginal cavity to quote unquote procreate, you are committing a crime. So I sat and thought about it, and I'm like, okay. So then I had to make a list. Facials are crimes. Now, according to this law, other non-vaginal spillage, like if you're like one of those people that, like, yeah, you might miss the face, you know, and some women who like it sprayed on their breasts, whatnot, that is a crime. $100 fine. Anal with ejaculatory emission, as she would call it, that would be a crime. Now, swallowing would be a co-conspirator crime. You know, because there's some women who, like, hey, that's their fantasy to, you know, bam, it come out. I'm going to drink it all. That is a co-conspirator crime. So it's like, say you're having a threesome and, you know, dude bust, you drank it, and the other woman was upset, I didn't get to drink it. She could report y'all. Because according to this law, that is $100 fine. Now, if we can interpret the law in a facetious way, but in a totally crazy legal way, every time I see because you could look at porn on the internet and say, crime one, crime two, and you can find folks. You get their name, you can find them, send them the fines. Now, it seems like something really funny, and, you know, first it's funny. But, you know, I always think of this stuff as funny. It's ridiculous. But then, remember, you can get a citation for a parking ticket. You can get a citation for a parking ticket. Maybe it blew off, or maybe you forgot. You don't pay it, it doubles, it triples, and then they issue a warrant for your arrest. You can go to jail for a parking ticket. You are a criminal. You are a real criminal for a parking ticket. Now, it's outlandish. It's unheard of. It couldn't happen. Not in a million years. But think, you can get that fine for giving out that facial. It's one of your great sexual moments of your life. It's like, ah, I got you. He's like, yeah. She's like, yeah, you did it. He's like, yeah. Somebody rats you out. Like, yo, his name is Tyler Suave, and he did a facial. He broke the law. They send out the citation. He like, man, look, I do facials all the time. You got all kinds of videos doing facials. Say you get that fine. What happens when you don't pay it? You're like, that's some bullshit. I ain't paying. And all of a sudden, cops roll up on you. What I do, officer? And they tell you with a straight face, hey, I'm taking you to jail because you gave that girl a facial. Don't be black if it was a white girl. You might not survive being colored. Seriously. I mean, it sounds insane, but you look at the criminal justice system and how it treats us, and it treats everyone else. Is it inconceivable? Yeah, it sounds like something out of a movie. It might be Peele's next movie, Get Out, and the next one be Facial. And where it's like Hurricane Carter,
that movie with Denzel Washington where he was the boxer that got set up and spent like 28 years in jail, something stupid like that, for a crime he didn't commit. Who's to say that the cops won't arrest you for giving somebody a facial?
I know. It sounds weird.
And of course, it'll never happen because there's no way in hell they would allow that bill to go through.
But let's say it did. How many of y'all be scrambling to get rid of your,
I know they call them sex tapes, but I don't think anybody used any tapes for like 20 years. But if you got a video, and you think about it, in the era that we're in today, a lot of y'all sending them those videos masturbating. I won't confirm or deny that there would be one out there that might look like me, but I will categorically say it is not me. I'm saying this on the air. So any of y'all trying to set me up, I am categorically denying any videos of me masturbating. It's not me. I don't want to pay no fine. I'll keep my $100, and I don't want to go to jail. I want to pass go and collect $200. Yeah. Somebody can set you up. Just a thought. It could happen. And if it happened, I would not be shocked if this bill passed. It's a parody bill, but stranger things could happen because what if it's on a rider for like this new, any new law that they want to pass? You want my vote? You got to put this little rider in there. They're like, nah, we won't enforce it until one day somebody enforces it. As you know, there's a lot of laws on the book. You know, I always talk about the ones that crack me up the most. Like we have those don't have sex with animal laws that they had to put up because for some strange reason, lambs were sexy to some people. It's like I got to hit that. And so you think of the laws. I mean, because there are laws against like blowjobs in some states. So, I mean, if you're in one of them, it I don't think it's a California thing. So if you're giving blowjobs in California, you're safe. Don't worry, just whoo, you're all right. But if you're in some place like Arkansas, Tennessee, you know, them back of Mississippi, backward states, they're like, blowjobs, that's against the law. We don't be doing that. It's actually on the books as against the law. If you're in one of them states, I'm sorry. If you're receiving or giving, you might want to move. Just saying. I gotta move on. speaking of hate, you know, they're talking about hate crimes are up 20%. According to the figures, it's risen in the U.S. metropolitan areas. Apparently, your president that y'all voted for, I know in California, supposedly you voted for the other person, but he still got over 1 million votes in California. So I can still say y'all voted for him. This was the Nonpartisan Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at California State University, San Bernardino. They collected from the police departments, and they said that there's a greater number of hate crimes And then we're talking about it was in 2016, it was a 24% increase. Where in Washington, D.C., which shouldn't be shocking to y'all, had the largest percentage rise at 62%. And overall, there were 1,037 incidents at a 23.3% increase from the previous year in 9 areas researched. New York, Washington, Chicago, Philadelphia, Montgomery County, Maryland, Columbus, Ohio, Seattle, Long Beach, California, and Cincinnati. Now, you know, we know that it's mostly people are emboldened, because the president say something stupid, and so now you can say something stupid and do something stupid, and mostly it's grown men who are attacking either little kids or they're attacking defenseless women. Now, because you know, me and my homies, we're together. We were sitting up there talking about it last week when we were in Washington at our comic book convention. Like, man, we just waiting for the opportunity to just knock somebody out and run. Like the camera wouldn't see us, but I don't know. We had one guy who looked like he was white with us. Shout out to Mace. He had tattoos though, so. But he still could, like, pass for us, and he would speak for us. So we was waiting. It's like, because we, you know, we and some of y'all saw on Facebook, I posted, we were in the elevator, and they had the black-faced leprechaun that I posted the picture of. It's like, and so I was, like, waiting. I was like, man, you know, I practiced a little bit. I can do like a spin kick. You know, I've done like 12 push-ups this year, so I feel like if I get my real weight behind it, I might be able to hit somebody and hurt them a little bit. Not that I'm advocating violence on the air. I'm talking about defense. I'm saying that if someone was to allege that they wanted to perpetrate a hate crime against me, I may or may not be predisposed to defending myself rather violently. That's it. I don't even know why I brought this up. I do, but I don't. So this is my plausible deniability part of the show, where I say that I'm just playing. And you, the listener, of course, know that I am playing. Because I am not. Because I am. Because I'm not. But you know I am. That's why I say I'm not. That way you won't confuse me from knowing that I'm not playing because I am. See how that goes? That's how that goes. Hate crimes is up. I'm not about to hate. I'm not. I don't hate anybody except for the people who are stupid and deserve to be hated on. Like border agents. Did y'all know that American U.S. border agents can search your cell phone? Apparently, the law is they can examine your stuff, whether you're a quote-unquote naturalized citizen or you were born here. They can check your phone out. Like, hey, I need to see that. Now, luckily for me, I have no incriminating evidence on my phone. Everything I do on my computer via camera so that I can control the data. I'm just like thinking, like, you know, because there's a lot of y'all taking those compromising pictures on your phone. You know, you see it all the time, social networking. Post your 12th pic. people are like, I can't post my 12th pick. It's nasty. It's like, really? And the funny thing is, a lot of y'all have kids. It's like, if your kid gets your phone and they just happen to look, because, you know, kids look through stuff and they just get that wrong picture. You don't want messy. I mean, because I couldn't imagine going through my mama or my daddy's cell phone and you like seeing that wrong selfie, that Anthony Weiner selfie, where they just in those boxer briefs with it hanging out a little bit to the side, like look at it. Anyway, I'm going on break now. I think I need one. This is Notorious B.I.G. Since everybody's been talking about 25th anniversary, we just go 20th anniversary. Notorious B.I.G. Maybe I'm on BJ's for some reason. Notorious B.I.G. Machine Gun Funk.
I'm
got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Notorious B.I.G. Machine Gun Funk, because he lived for the funk. He probably was funky too. I'm not going to talk bad about the dead. 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. Groundhog Day. You don't know what I mean when I say Groundhog Day. I am talking about something that happens, one of my favorite movies. I say it every week, every show. Something that happens every day, like in the movie. Same thing happened over and over and over again. You're like, damn, you get bored, get complacent, whatever, because it keeps happening. Now, for the function of America's sake, it's something racist or something where you're screwing over thousandaires in the name of millionaires and billionaires. In this case, first set of our first example of Groundhog Day is everybody knows they've been that mad dash to dismantle and reform Obamacare because shit is working. So they're like, the shit is working. We gotta get rid of this. So threw their, whatever you want to say, screw over poor people care bill that they put out. And everybody who has talked about it said it's going to do exactly the opposite of what Obamacare has been doing. It's not going to work. Like, to the tune of health insurance would increase by $24 million. If the legislation to get rid of Obamacare is adopted. Talking about getting rid of health care for about 14 to 16 million people. Just going to lose their medical insurance by next year. Now, it'll reduce the budget deficit. Because, you know, we all care about the budget deficit. It's like one of them conversations that when I get together with my friends and just casual folks, coworkers, whatever, we always, man, what we going to do about the budget deficit? I mean, I stay up nights thinking about the budget deficit. Like, damn, if I was elected, I would have to deal with the budget deficit and all that entails in my life. What can I do to bring the deficit down? Oh, I can repeal something that's working for the common man and do something that's going to work for a billionaire. You know, because the people, once again, who are voting to get rid of health care for everyone are people who have health care for life. We have to always make sure that is mentioned. If you're in Congress or the Senate, you have health care that you do not pay for. Your family has health care that they do not pay for. So, repealing Obamacare, any care, is not an issue for you because yours is set. I mean, when you're set for life, you can vote. However, you can vote your conscience. Like, you know what? That's just helping too many of y'all. That's a bull right there. Why are we trying to help y'all? Mine is taken care of. Now, if you wanted to show me something, you would vote to get rid of yours. And y'all would have to pay for your own health care instead of wherever it is on my taxes that it comes out. Because, you know, when we get taxed, we're paying for them. Not only are we paying them, but we're paying for their health care and
whatever the hell else they got happening. So to hear them talking about pushing something through so they can basically take your health care away, it's not really a shock. That's Groundhog Day in America. Promise people something and you tell them, oh yeah, Obamacare was bad for you. It was bad for you. And then you're like, well shit, I got health care though. You know, it's all good. Nah, you don't want that health care. Because Obama is Obamacare. You want our health care because it's so much better because we're white and we're right. That's pretty much what it's basically saying. Obama, you know, he's black, so it's inferior health care. So like $24 million, we'll hook you up with a better health care. Subliminal, but it's actually not subliminal. It's kind of funny. And speaking of hate, and before I get into the hate, I do have to, one of my correspondents hit me up and hit me up with the 13 states previous segment. We talked about the states that you can get in trouble with for sodomy, as they call it. But where I'm from, we just call that good old-fashioned pleasure. Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Utah. Those are all the places where you are violating if you're giving a blowjob or getting one. Good luck with that. Oh, and for the record, just in case if you didn't know, today is Steak and BJ Day. So if you ate steak, fine. Now, if you're in them states I just named, you can only eat steak. You can't get a BJ or get one. Sorry. But if you're in California, you can do both. Good luck with that. It's kind of early. You got time. Anyway, Donald Trump, your president, he is visiting Andrew Jackson legacy. And it's funny because Andrew Jackson, some of you may know or may have heard me talk about, Andrew Jackson is one of the I think he was like the third. Yeah, I think he was the third black president of the United States. Now, you know, remember, long story short, his brother was black and was sold into slavery. So he kind of like got rid of those records. And now Trump is talking about revisiting Andrew Jackson's legacy and like trying to be like Andrew Jackson. Now, if you don't know who Andrew Jackson was, Andrew Jackson was like one of the most evil men on the face of the earth. I mean, he's the one, like I always talk about the Trail of Tears. He's the one that started the Trail of Tears. He's the one that told the Native Americans, hey, if you're still in Georgia and South Carolina, I don't know what's going to happen. It may or may not be some bad stuff that happens. We can't protect you. Folks got guns. They talking about shooting for land. So we offer you the land in Oklahoma. But if you stay in Georgia, you're welcome to, but I don't know what's going to happen. That's Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson is the one, I don't know if any of you know who Charles Dickinson is. Charles Dickinson, the author. Andrew Jackson capped him, put a bullet in him in their duel. So you know he was serious. Because remember back in those days, people talk about gangster now. No, they was gangster. Like, hey, I challenged you to a duel, and they brought their pistols into the street and you turned around and you fired and shot. That's gangster. That's Andrew Jackson. That's who your president wants to be like. I don't think he's gangster like Andrew Jackson, though. I mean, because Andrew Jackson is also the guy who, when the assassin shot him, Andrew Jackson beat him with his cane. You know, the dude that's on your $20 bill. If you got a $20 bill, look at your third black president. He was gangster. Now, yeah, he was black. He ain't necessarily like black people, obviously. Because there is no accounts where he went and freed his brother. You know, your brother sold into slavery, and you're like, well, shit, it happened. Glad it didn't happen to me. And you kind of, you're kind of a bad, evil dude. And that's Andrew Jackson. Nice guy. That's, and his legacy in Nashville is being celebrated by your president. Shout out to your president. Oh, also, I almost forgot. I would be remiss if I did not talk about the last of the Groundhog Days. Only, this is in Canada. Y'all know y'all always thought that Canada was nice. Well, apparently, Canada, one of the towns in Canada, Onaway, had pink water. Apparently, potassium permanganate. It's a treatment process that helps remove iron and manganese out of your water. It kind of leaked in, and your tap water was pink. Now, they noted that try to stay away from the water. You could see some brown staining on your skin, but it's harmless and temporary. And I'm like, I'm guessing if you're like white and you didn't want to be tanned in Canada, or if you wanted to be tanned in Canada and you couldn't afford the tanning booth, you just bathe in that water. You get them brown stains, and maybe you like even it out if you submerge your whole body. You go from white to like Puerto Rican in one bath. Just a thought. Maybe you can come back and take another bath, because you figure it's going to take a while for them to get the water taken care of. So the brown staining on the skin, they say it's harmless and temporary, but that would be like that blackface that you always wanted to do but never could because black people would beat you up. You can kind of do that. Pink water. Now I'm just sitting up there thinking, like, maybe we just need to, like, put potassium permanganate in all the water. See what happens. You just mess people up. On that note, I'm Mr. F the N-word. And this was another Smooth Drum production. I'll see y'all on the next side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.